Boy, bye. Uh-oh. Does Desna leave Roller? And is Dean on thin ice? Stay tuned. We're about to get straight into it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like I was on beat last time.
First of all, she rehearsed this before. She's ready for claws. I hope you guys are pumped like a daisy is.
But hey guys, welcome back to the Claws After Show, Season 3, Episode 4, Boy, Bye, okay? So of course we have all of your topics for us. We have your news and gossip special segment and more, but before we get straight into it, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford, and to the left of me, I have a daisy.
Hi everyone.
Yes, and then to the left of her, we have Angel Sanders. And then the last but not least, we have Tyra Prude. She's back.
Yes. I miss you guys so much.
Yes. We saved the spot for you when you were gone.
Yes, she returned. Uh-huh. So back to a full lovely panel. So let's just get straight into it for you guys because we know you've been waiting for us and we love you. So let's just get to it. So we saw this episode. It was a lot of love triangles going on. We saw relationships that we didn't expect to see. We saw some just grow stronger. So the first one I want to talk about, which kind of shocked me and kind of opened up the episode, was Polly and Joe. Now, I feel like they're perfect for each other, but it's kind of weird because it's kind of like, do you guys really love each other or just playing it cool, you know? So I want to start off with what you guys think. Angel, what do you think about their relationship? Do you think it's genuine? What do you feel?
I think they definitely have similar characteristics. They both like this role reversal stuff, but I still miss Polly and Ken a little bit. I don't know. I know Ken is so needy. I know. Dr. Ken is so needy and he just like falls in love immediately with anyone he talks to, but it was just hilarious with them. These two, Polly and Joe, are kind of funny too, but I don't know. I like Dr. Ken grew on me. Joe still knew.
Okay, what about you, Tara? What you think about them?
I'm not here for the Ken. I'm happy that's over with. I love Polly and Joe. I think they're a perfect match. I feel like she finally has found someone that understands her, and they understand each other. This crazy role play that they have done, it's amazing to me. Like, I just love it. Like,
it's working.
She's having a thrill. He's having a thrill. Like, I'm here for it. Dr. Ken needs to go away. He needs to get over it and just be happy.
Boy, bye.
Okay, well, how do you feel? Let us know, Daisy, how you feel.
I also like the chemistry between Joe and Polly. I think they mesh well together. Like you said, they have really similar personalities. The only issue is that they're playing on two different teams right now, so that's going to come into a conflict because, you know, they got to start picking sides. Polly is Team Desna, and Joe is Team Mac and Melba, but we saw, you know, later in the episode that he did a little betrayal thing. Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I kind of actually have to agree with you, Daisy, because it's kind of like I was here for it too. I love the role play. I think it's perfect, but the whole time I'm thinking, is he gonna switch on her? You know, what is it? And we kind of got a snippet of that.
Don't know if you could trust him yet.
Yeah.
Wait, when did we get the snippet?
When he went and met in the office with Mac and Melba, and then he was like, yeah, I got him riled up. And
yeah, like, do you have a body?
We'll get into that. I don't want to spoil anything before we get to it, but basically, it's kind of hard to gauge, but kind of going on to when you mentioned Dr. Ken. So, we see now Dr. Ken, he got a new lady on a dating website who actually looks like Polly. So, he takes her on a date. Coincidentally, the date is at the freaking casino. So, Polly...
Didn't I see you here at your job.
Exactly. So, who knows? But, so he's there with another woman, and then you have Polly and Joe. They're there as well. So, we see the whole tit-for-tat type of thing. So, do you guys think, real quick, do you think that Ken thought, do you think he thought she was there, or do you think it was planned, or was it petty? What's your idea on that? I'll start with you, Daisy, because I see your eyes.
Because I was looking at you. It was definitely planned, because when Polly confronted him in the bathroom, he had that, like, you know, he was a little giddy that she came out.
Like, he was like, do you love me? Do you want me back?
Right. He knew that she would chase after him. She knew that, you know, his little, like, rubbing moment would work. So he definitely planned. I mean, who doesn't know that they're going to be at their job every day where they always are? Like, of course he planned that date there. So.
I disagree. I think he did not know. I think when they came and sat in, that's why he started being all extra. You saw he started getting all loud and stuff, like trying to make a scene so she can see him. So I think, like, it just was a coincidence, and it was just like, now's my chance to make her jealous. And it worked, quote unquote, but I mean, she let him know, like, you just can't move along. You can't move on before me or move on faster. Like, I want you to still be heartbroken in a way. And then, I don't know. But I don't think so.
Got some angel?
I don't know, because, I mean, yes, that is her job, so it's likely that she would be there, but she also could have been at the nail shop that day. But chances are, if Polly's not there, then her friends are going to be there, and they're going to say, Polly, guess who I saw? So right. I think he did it so that it would get back to her at least.
Right.
Well, it didn't work out. Sorry, Dr. Ken. She kind of, right. like Tara said, you know, she was like, don't move on faster than me, but I still don't want you. And she moved on too, so I feel like she can't say that. You right. can't be the one to walk away.
It's such a double standard.
It's annoying. And no, that doesn't work like that, Polly, okay? But Polly don't care, so it don't even matter. But what relationship did shock us, or, well, not relationship, let me clear this up, love triangle, which we know is going to turn into shambles later, but EJ and Virginia. This, we kind of predicted this last episode, but we're kind of seeing they keep coming in each other's paths, and somehow, some way, they just kind of come together. Now, this is weird.
It is.
So, Angel, do you think, or how soon do you think this is going to come out? Because I don't think they really know, or Virginia doesn't know that that's her, Jen's baby's father.
Yeah, I think for sure by the end of next episode that it's going to come out. But, I mean, I feel like Virginia definitely was interested in him when she first saw him. But, of course, she's with Dean. But then when Dean wasn't answering her calls because he wants to play games in a casino and in real life, that's what happens when you play games. Oh.
Then
she started to see what was going on with EJ.
Okay. What about you, Tara?
I agree. I think, I agree with what you were saying about how, you know, Dean was pushing her off to the side. So it's like, as a woman in general, when you're not getting that attention that you need, you're going to go look for something else.
Yeah.
And that's what she did with EJ. I also think that it is going to get crazy next episode. I think it's going to come out and she's going to start getting deeper into EJ, and then she's going to find out, like, oh, wait, I work with your baby mama. Like, I'm besties with her, blah, blah, blah. And it's just going to be a whole uproar and disaster.
I think Jen and Desna are going to want to fight Virginia, because Desna, of course, for Dean, and Jen just because, like, that's my ex, like, you know?
Oh, I didn't even think about the Desna and Dean bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be like season one all over again.
Do you think Dean will really care, though? Dean is just so tied up in this old other...
He will care.
Really?
That might snap him out of the casino
game. Yeah, but no, because he really loves her. I think it's really just his game. He's just focused right now. That's it. Mm-hmm. But the days of what you got about it?
I just thought it was kind of weird that after one day, like, that was her exit. And then she got on to EJ. Like, because I was listening to the conversation. She was like, I did not talk to you all day. Now, she was like, all week I've been trying to get at you, you know, or all month I've been trying to get at you. But she, for 24 hours, now I'm crazy like that too. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I would jump on the next man and go see him
Yeah, I don't like people that
she
quick.
Lusting. Yeah, I don't know. True. First of all, I might even give you my number. Let's just be real. But she doing too much. And then, too, my whole ish thing with this is, this is I not work. Like, we keep measuring. It's done. Okay. Because it's kind of like, why is nothing twitching that this is your best friend's baby daddy? Like, and how do you not
but
know
I
this?
I don't think it's that kind of power that she has. It's just like I understand you as a person. Because in last week's episode, when they first had their encounter, and he was like, I'm not that kind of person or something, her and EJ I'm talking about, that's when she was like, oh, I know. I sensed it. So I think it's just like knowing
the sense.
Yeah, the sense or like people's internal, I don't know, whoever they are as a person. Yeah. But I think, I don't know, do y'all really think, like, Virginia was really, like, sold on Dean? Like, I'm not surprised that she's, like, up and jumping to another man. Because I didn't think that she was in love with him. Like, we saw when she took his virginity, and he was, when she was just like, yeah, you know, we're gonna, it's okay, like, I'm not, you can see other people. And he was like, no, that's weird, because you're my girlfriend. Like, I'm your boyfriend. And then that's when she was like, oh, shoot, what did I get myself into? So, I don't know if she really loves him. I don't know.
I think she started off...
like, just being nice to him because he was around. He was Desna's brother, and Virginia wanted to fit in. And we saw, like, them sleep together the first time. I think that's when she started liking him because, you know, she was shocked by, you know. But I think eventually, like, remember when Dean stood up for her at the pool? And, like, he just was, like, he was nice to her. And Virginia had never had that before. Remember when they were trying to get the surveillance footage, like, Virginia went in and, like, you know, went to the back with the other guy and, like, did stuff with him. And that's why Desna was like, you're dirty, blah, blah, blah. But, and so I think that Virginia never had, like, a good man. And so, like, when Dean started being nice to her, I think she fell for him.
Yeah, I think she does really love him. Like you said, it took a little while for her to grow up. I think she really does love him. I think right now she's just tripping. And she's going to get a rude awakening when she realizes she's really tripping and, like, finds out, like, who EJ really is.
But so. I don't think EJ's that bad. I'm team EJ.
But wait, in what way don't you think he's bad?
I mean, I feel like all of them have their dirty past. And I feel like...
So you feel like he's a new man with her?
I mean, I don't think...
Don't let the country fool
no,
you.
No, we didn't see... Have we seen him in a relationship? We just saw the toxic relationship that him and Jen had, but we don't know necessarily how they were in a relationship. We've just seen the messy side of this whole custody battle thing.
Right.
So, I mean, and his approach to her has been good. You know, she sensed it. She saw that he was genuinely a good person. So, I don't know.
Look at you giving benefit of the doubt.
I want to... Y'all know I'm very optimistic, guys.
I'll give you that part because I kind of side, too, with the whole Dean thing. I used to think, like, does Virginia even really like him?
Yeah.
So I honestly kind of sense both sides. But what we do know for sure is what we do love y'all. So let them know, Daisy, how much we love them.
Yep. So before we get to the next topic, we just want to thank you so much for always tuning into AfterBuzz and making us the ESPN of TV talk. Yes. So if you're on YouTube, continue to like, comment, and subscribe, and let us know how you're feeling about the episode. If you're on iTunes, leave us 5 stars and let us know that we're doing a really good job. The reason I love being a part of AfterBuzz is because I love coming every single week and connecting with you guys and talking about my favorite show. So continue to tune in.
Yes. Please continue to tune in. And not just our show, but all the after shows. They're all great. So just go watch and rate us and just love us, okay? Thank you. So moving on to the next topic. So this was the biggest one of the episode. Kind of was the majority of the episode, but Desna to the rescue. So as we seen last episode, Mac and Melba got their revenge on Desna and they took Roller. So this whole episode, Des was trying to say Roller and the whole nine. And she kind of once again saw that these people are nothing to be played with, but she just... It's Desna, okay? We're just going to leave it at that. So it starts off that Melba was like, you know, come first by yourself, don't bring anyone. But of course, she tells the crew is like, forget that, that's real, we got to ride with you. So starting off, before I get juicy into it, do you think that was smart of her to bring them with her? Or do you think they really thought they can be like the Power Rangers and just go forward? Start with you, Daisy.
I just think that, you know, at first I was looking at Desna like, Desna, don't chicken out now. Like, you want to act all tough, like, you know, because Clay wanted to bring the guns and stuff and she was looking scared, but she was actually being smart. She knew, like, she had a sense, like, she should have went by herself and she should have, but she didn't know, like, what she was walking into, so I get that. But like I said from the beginning, she is underestimating who Melba really is. Like, if she really understood the gravity of the situation, she would not have brought the crew. Because I think she thought that, okay, I'm just going to bring my team and we're just going to
ambush,
blow it down. And clearly that didn't work, so.
Okay, Tara?
I agree. I think she, as per usual this season, she's been like in over her head, and I don't think it was smart for her to bring the whole group. I mean, it's just kind of like common sense. Like, I feel like she's been in these cat and mouse games from the beginning, so it just made sense to not bring your group, or at least, like, first of all, be quiet. They came in all loud and just boom, jump into the tent.
So it's
just
swear.
Like, you gotta plan it out, like, have some people in the corner in the little wood over there, and then, like, you know, do a little bird call or a signal. You need that backup.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They blew it. Like, when that happened, I was just like, Lord, Roller finna die. It's just
I agree 100% with that. I feel like even on, like, TV shows or, like, movies, when the cops, like, come in for backup, they have people, like,
hiding.
Yeah. And then, you know, they'll call them on the walkie-talkies or they'll have a signal or something like that. So for them to bust in the way that they did, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't go by myself. But I still... I mean, I still would
have a plan. Yeah.
But if you think about it, he wasn't there anyway. So she already knew, whether that she came by herself or not, she already knew, Melba already knew that, you
know. She wanted her by herself in the house.
Right, and because he was at the other house. Mm-hmm. So I feel like whether she came by herself or with the crew, Melba was already ready to play the game. Like, all right, if she does this, I'm going to go left. And if she does this, I'm going to go right. So it's like, damned if you, or left again, you know. So, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Okay, now that you open my eyes to more, because I did feel like y'all said it was stupid. She came with a plan. It was a whole camera. I mean, it's Mac and Melba, like, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw the result of that, so they cut his toe. So, thank you, Desna and the crew, for getting Roller's toe cut.
Now he limping.
Oh, baby.
Now he limping the whole way, okay? So after that, she gave her another chance. So, as we saw watching the episode, she this time goes back by herself when they mailed her the toe, when Roller's toe. So she goes back, and Lackadaisy mentioned, you know, regardless, she was doomed. So they got Des in the house by themselves. So they kind of agreed that, you know, we'll give you Roller if you sign over the casino fully to us. Now, that was, you know, for them to get her. So it was kind of like do or die. Did we pick Roller or the casino? And we kind of got a little pause there. She, you know, we didn't think what she was going to choose, but she ended up signing over that. So I have to be honest and say, I don't feel like that's it. It's final. But what do you guys think about, you know, her signing over to the casino just to get Roller back? What about you, Angel?
It's like, no.
I know.
I'm trying to look at you now.
Like, I know. I mean, it wasn't notarized, so legally in court, that would not hold up.
Notary.
So, I mean, that casino's still for Desna.
Okay, well, straight to fact. Okay, what about you, Tara?
I want to know what she put, because she didn't even really read it. Like, it was kind of just like, give me some. I mean, I'm sure she probably
she drew
did
a smiley face.
Right, but I don't know. I feel like in typical Claus fashion, we're going to have a little, like, something's going to happen where it's like, oh, we lost the papers, or she scribbled something, you know? So I think she's still good.
Invisible ink.
Yeah. Right. And far as we know, she didn't even have time to really read it, so it could have just been a random scratch paper that she had and was like, sign it off, you know? Yeah. I don't know.
So
who
you
knows?
Think so? You think the contract wasn't real?
I think it was fake. I'm not saying that it isn't. I'm just saying in typical Claus fashion, mm-hmm. crazy things happen. Oh, so gotcha. You just never know. I feel like, I don't know.
It's not going to be hers. Yeah.
I feel like the contract was real and, like, doesn't sign the fast. Look like she put an X, but it looks like, I think we're supposed to, like, acknowledge that she signed it. But mm-hmm. I feel like you said, in typical Claus fashion, it's not over yet. So I predict, like, maybe Polly is going to, like, do a da-na-na-na-na, like, 007.
Yeah, okay.
Sneak in, maybe, like, after, you know, getting cuddly with Joe, and then find where these contracts are at, and snip them.
Why are we predicting the whole show? Like, watch it happen,
right.
too.
Right. Right. Or maybe Polly will, like, sneak in, but she'll change it and, like, reword it and say the entire casino belongs to Desna.
Ooh.
You guys.
That would be a good
maybe
point.
Can y'all pay us to be the producers for the clothes or the writers? Because we already know what's up. So that was a good point. So, of course, like we know, Mac and Melba couldn't let it go there. So, although she did sign over, she still got tased. They still got wrapped up and was kind of, you know, doomed in the bed. So, the plan was Mac and Melba just wanted them to rot there. But clearly wasn't smart. Desna and Roller ends up breaking away. He got bit by a snake, as we saw, while they were laying there. So he eventually passed out on their escape journey. So fast forward, of course, Desna goes to the street to try to get saved. The crew comes, saves him. They go save Roller. Everybody's good. But it doesn't stop there, because although they're rescued, Mac and Melba have no idea. So we're going to see a lot of that play out, which is going to be cool. But we also got to see that it kind of opened up doors for Desna and Roller. So what do you guys think about their relationship now after she played the whole rescue my boo thing? And then just seeing how, you know, is it worth it now? Are they going to take that leap now or still stagnant? So I'll start with you, Tyra.
I was so here for it. I was here for the finally, like, we see each other, like, we admit that we love each other, like, now it's time to get our lives together. I'm so sorry, I lost the whole track of the question, but
what do you think about their relationship now going forward after this happened?
I don't know, because, like, as we saw in, like, the previews, like, she was still kind of just, like, acting, like, you know, standoffish to Roller, so it's like, I feel like they're gonna start off on good terms, but of course, something's gonna happen to where they just, you know, break ties. Roller may, I don't know, do something crazy, may help another girl at the car or something. And next thing you know,
I think he's had enough.
I don't think he's gonna go back.
But I don't know. I really want them to work it out. I think it's gonna be Desna who's going to ruin it, if anything.
Mm. Okay. What about you, Angel?
I don't know why Desna been acting so stank with Roller. Like,
yeah, I don't get it.
Like, is it because he tried to kill her? I mean, they tried to kill each other, you know? Yeah. That's love sometimes.
Okay, they say.
That is love sometimes. But I think they've been through enough ups and downs where I feel like this moment is going to be their moment. Like, more going. I feel like they're going to start taking each other seriously from here on, hopefully, because they have a lot, like, bigger problems to worry about at this point.
They need each other.
Lives are at stake, and he only has 9 toes. So we have to figure this out. I mean, how many other toes?
Back on.
I think it's gone.
That's gone.
It's on the nail shop floor, girl. So
they can paint it with a little polish.
But, like, they finally said, I love you. We were watching the episode, and we were looking looking at each other like, is this our first time?
Like season three, and like, they're just not saying it.
But then again, you remember that they tried to kill each other for 2.5 seasons now. So maybe, yes, this is the first time that they announced their love for each other, and I thought it was really sweet. So.
And then Desmond, she did kept saying, like, do you think I would have did all this if I didn't care about you, dude? Like, come on now. So hopefully this was a wake-up call for her, but, like, we know Desmond likes to play hard to get because I think she's so caught up in trying to protect herself and stabilize herself that she's scared if she fall for him, she's going to lose sight of everything else. Right. But it's like they're a team. Like, roller, y'all can do this together. Right. Like, you know, make love and then go work, you know, and keep it going. But we'll see how this goes. So let's just straight into our special segment.
All right, special segment. I would like to know, ladies, who do y'all think nailed it this episode? I'll go ahead and start off and say that I think Desna did because she went, she got her man back. She did what had to be done. She put whatever signature on that paper and they will solve that later, but she got Roller back. So let's see who will I start with today, Zay.
I thought I was going Tara. I would say, you know what? I'm going to go left field. And I'm going to say that Uncle Daddy Clay nailed it for me this episode.
Wait, why?
Yeah, what did he do? I know. What did he do?
Because last episode and the episode before that, we seen that no matter, like, he was really trying hard to get Roller back, and Roller was just like, F you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with you. And as soon as he heard that Roller was in trouble, he came running, like, where my baby boy at?
I like the little thing they did at the end when they, like, had the handshake. The
girl, secret yeah, like the little, later. That's such a guy thing. And so I really love that. And then on top of that, they were like, I don't know what they were doing, like, twiddling their thumbs. They knew that, like, this Joe guy might have the information. They called Polly to stay on him, but nobody was staying on Polly to stay on Joe. And he was just like, true. I'm about to just roll up there, typical Uncle Daddy fashion. And I think that's what got the ball rolling. So you know what, Uncle Daddy?
You got it, okay.
Just right. This once, though, because you be acting up. But I'm going to give it to him this episode.
Okay, that's Tyra. A good one.
I'm going to have to give it to Polly. I think Polly is doing her thing. She's working her detective magic, these different characters, whatever. I think she's really bringing it. And I think she's falling for Joe, but she's always also being smart. Like, she showed this episode, like, yeah, I like you, but So when she chokes him up and was like, okay, what's going on? Like, you know, I'm like, okay, Polly is learning how to play the game. She's learning how to pull him in, but not too close to the point where she loses track on what's the main overall goal. And then also, I mean, if it wasn't for Polly, we wouldn't have known that they were at that house for them to get him. So true. I think she's playing the game right. She's learning how to use these different characters to help with the overall picture.
Yes.
Okay. Right. I'm going to have to give mine, which is kind of off the loop, but I have to give it to Desna and Roller. Only because, I'm not going to lie, going up against Mac and Melba, I always say, like, they're a whole nother level, and I didn't know how this was going to turn out. So I'm just glad that they got out.
Yeah.
And despite they were pissing me off arguing the whole time, but they got out and now they're safe and Mac and Melba has no idea, so I think they nailed it. Because they probably still think they're in the house. So that's mine. I think I like that.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, period.
Nailed it.
And of course, let us guys know what you think was the nailed it moments for you. We'll love to hear because, you know, you always have some juicy stuff, okay? Now our news and gossip.
News and gossip. Okay, so little bit of news and gossip for today. Our girl Desna, aka Niecy Nash, is killing it in the game. She is stepping behind the camera and she is now directing this upcoming, well, she did direct the upcoming episode that we will be seeing next week. So shout out to Niecy. Like, didn't she just get approved for a star on the Walk of Fame? So she's really, like, showing that she is more than an actress. Like, she can be on camera, behind camera. I'm here for the Black Girl Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
she's giving like old Hollywood glam.
That's so bold.
Shout out to Niecy. You know, I can't wait to see next week's episode. I'm sure it's going to be bomb with her on it. You know, being a character on the show, you'll be able. I feel like you see it differently when you're actually playing it. So that's cool. And then also our girl Virginia, aka Carucci. I love how I'm saying the character's name.
I know, aka Carucci.
She's a whole other person,
right? She killed it last week. She was actually one of the hosts with Terrence J on the blue carpet for the BET Awards on last Sunday. And as you guys can see, She's killing it with her blue, you know, blazer suit with her man. I'm sorry, yellow blazer suit. And her man got the blue one. But, yeah, she's killing
pastel.
It.
Pastel.
She
looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
They look Easter ready.
Yes.
Honey.
She's showing that she's a jack of all trades, yes. guys. Don't underestimate Karrueche. She's no. coming for this Hollywood world.
Yeah,
I'm proud of her. Seriously, though.
She is.
Two snaps for you, Karrueche. Yes. We're going to give you a little applause. So congrats to Niecy and Karrueche for stepping up and just representing for the black women. We love it. So that was our news and gossip. So let's get straight into these predictions, because a lot of those. Now, you're after Buzz TV. Okay. Okie dokie. So I'm actually going to kick this one off because it's a topic that I want us to discuss, but I'm going to predict what is already going to happen. So we kind of got a glimpse of this whole, well, not kind of, we got a lot of glimpse of this Mac and Dean situation. So as we predicted last time, Mac did use Dean and reel him in as bait and was like, you know, don't listen to Desna. So I still feel like Dean is going to ruin something and I'm just not ready for it because he's just not listening. So this hard-headed Dean, I ain't feeling, I'm sorry, I wasn't a fan of him this episode. And then what about you, Tara? What are your predictions?
I was still thinking.
Oh, sorry.
My prediction, let's see. I predict that Virginia is going to fall madly in love with EJ, and it's just going to cause a whole uproar. And not only is Desna going to be upset, but it's going to break Dean, and it's just going to cause a whole division between the group. Like, Jen's gonna be pissed, and then Bryce is gonna be mad because she's pissed. It's just gonna be a whole lot going
on. Wow! You're right, and it's gonna break them up when they need each other the most, so that's good. What about you, Angel?
So, I think Polly and Joe might break up because things are going a little too well with them, and I think that... Well, they're not together, but, you know, they're vibing real well. He's, like, helping her out. So, I don't know. I think that things are going well for them, but nothing goes well too long on this show. Something crazy always happens, and we see how, like, crazy Dr. Ken is and how he's, like, getting a Polly look-alike. I think he's going to do something to break them up, to break up their bond, since they're not official.
Good predictions, ladies. Okay. Adeze, take us home.
You know I'm going to do it. My prediction is that Mac and Mom are going to find, well, maybe we'll give it a little more time. Joe's going to keep playing both sides because I think he really does care about Polly, but he has to keep his job, and he knows how crazy Mac and Melba is, so he's not going to cross them. But because he's playing both sides, Mac and Melba are already going to, like, find out that that's what he's doing, because they're eventually going to have to see that Desna's alive, and so is Roller, and they're going to put pieces together. Like, how did they find out where that house was? You know what I mean? Like, only one other person knows where that house is, as we know. So, boom. Mac and Melba are going to find out that Joe is playing both sides, and they're going to take him hostage and take his toe.
Oh, all right.
Well, there's episode 5 for you right there. We just laid it out. So, stay tuned. I'm just kidding. Well, that's our predictions. And, of course, let us know what you guys think in the comments. So, until next week, right here at the same time, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my social media at Sierra Stafford. Where can they find you, Adeze?
My name is Adeze, and you can find me on Instagram at 1Adeze. That's 1AdeAzee.
Okay, promotional.
And I'm Angel. You can find me on social media, Instagram at Angel Saunders.
And I'm Tyra. You can find me on all social media platforms at _ Tyra Prude.
Yes, go follow us. See you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.